Boy, you've done it now. Too late to turn around. This time you've really crossed the line. What will she do when she learns the truth? Will she think my love was a lie? It's gonna take more than roses. If that door closes, that's a mountain I may have to climb. Here on my knees, I can see it's gonna take more than roses this time. Her eyes when she smiles, her laugh like a child, a more beautiful soul I've never known. Losing her's my greatest fear, and that's the reason I'm down here. 'Cause Lord, you know, she's what I need the most. It's gonna take more than roses. If that door closes, that's a mountain I may have to climb. Here on my knees, I can see it's gonna take more than roses this time. Down here on my knees, I can see it's gonna take more than roses this time. It's gonna take more than roses this time.
Thank you so much, folks. That's one off our first album, written by a couple friends of ours from East Tennessee. That one's called It's Gonna Take More Than Roses This Time. We always like to send that out to anybody in the audience who's been married for more than 10 minutes. Well, one of the things I love about working with this guy is he soaked up so many different music styles so quickly. He's a great bluegrass artist. He's a great country singer, as you can tell. He's also a great blues musician. And we do some Stevie Ray Vaughan once in a while. Can we do a Stevie Ray Vaughan song for y'all? This is one, when we play in Nashville, we got a whole band we work with, and we'll do half the set acoustic, and then Trey will switch to electric guitar, and I'll play lap steel, and we'll do some blues and some country things. And we do some Stevie Ray Vaughan, and we said, yeah, let's put one of those on our first record, but we decided to do it a little different than Stevie did it. We recorded it just the two of us and on acoustics, acoustic guitar and dobro.